For me, this book was a way to articulate feelings about music that I had never been able to put words to. It helped me make sense of sound and emotion and the way those things can intertwine. And I think that if you read closely and listen even more closely, this book might do the same for you. This is Hanif Abdurraqib, author of They Can't Kill Us Until They Kill Us. I look forward to meeting you on Spotify alongside the music that inspired these stories. I'd be honored to be your next great listen.
Because voices are what remind us, even at great distances, that we're human.
When I wake up, my earbuds are still in my ears. My phone's tucked into my armpit. I open my mouth to ask the question, but I'm strangely embarrassed.
You are so wondering if it was all a dream, aren't you?
No, I'm...
Don't lie.
You're not a dream.
I see the confusion. We were up pretty late talking, like a middle school sleepover.
Oh, shit.
You have to go to work?
Yeah. And, like, soon.
Can I come?
People at the office are so used to me having earbuds in my ears, it's not that big a difference.
Hey, you got new reports?
Yeah. Actually, I take one out to talk to Vic.
I had a quick question about them. It's just so many reports are earmarked life after. We don't want to break those into subcategories?
No, just tag them, bring Cutler, and send them down the line.
It's been 2 days since Vic said I might get fired. What happened with that?
Ooh, subcategories. So exciting.
I told you, this is what I do.
More like the Federal Bureau of Thrills.
So, video conference with Roth is set for 10.
Yeah, but I'm done video conferencing. I want her physically...
Crap, wait, Charlie, wait. The big boss is here. I gotta go.
Wait, who's the big boss?
Are you all right?
Excuse me, Dash.
Charlie.
So what's happening here, Barnes? Barnes here is about to assure me that he wasn't making another personal call right in front of my face.
I was singing.
You were what?
I was singing along to music. It helps me concentrate when I'm entering reports so that I'm faster.
Dr. Roth is on screen at 10.
That's my understanding.
Singing.
I've never heard you singing along to music, ever.
Yeah, well, people change. And I slip the earbuds silently back into my ears.
Holy wow, is she a piece of work.
We have to be more careful.
Who's Dr. Roth?
What?
Who they were talking about with the video conference?
No idea. Why?
This is my second life, Rossi. I'm curious about everything.
I was supposed to meet Mira and Clay, but Clay got held up by the rain.
Is that comfortable, having one earbud dangling like that?
So I can hear you.
I mean, one option is you can take them both out.
This music is soothing.
Okay, you know it works for you.
Okay, so she's still a passive-aggressive little...
Which I guess wasn't Heather.
Who?
Jesus, Ross.
Oh, Heather, yes. I'm sorry.
Heather?
She kind of had the feeling that you...
Yeah, it was nothing about her.
And, of course, the wedding ring's none of my business. It's just when you wear it on a date...
She seemed like a really cool person.
Well, she is a really cool person.
I'm sorry, it was just...
Okay, you have so been holding out on me, Rosso.
I mean, you could have just told me if you weren't ready for... Because her time is valuable, too.
Can you do me a favor?
I'm sorry?
Can you just put this earbud in your ear?
What?
Ross.
This earbud. Can you put it in your ear?
Any particular reason?
Ross, what are you doing?
Just tell me if you hear anything.
This isn't part of the deal, okay? I'm not gonna...
And the second the earbud goes in Mira's ear, Charlie stops.
Not hearing anything so far.
Can you say hello into my phone?
Really?
Please.
Hello? Is something supposed to...
Can you say Charlie?
Ross.
No, I mean, I'm not... Can you just say Charlie into the phone?
I'm sorry, Ross. I won't try to set you up anymore.
No, it's fine. It's fine. But can you just say...
Take the time you need, but talk to someone, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
We go our separate ways when we get to the subway.
Bye. Take care of yourself. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Why wouldn't you talk to her?
Because it's not about her. I'm here for you.
I'm not the only one who cared about you.
She's trying to set you up. You're still wearing your wedding ring. I know who cares about me.
That night, before our date, I dig Charlie's old handheld mini cassette recorder out of the Charlie closet, where I keep all her stuff.
Where are we going?
Guess.
For real? You actually want me to go through a whole rigmarole of...
Charlie? Charlie, are you still there? Charlie?
I'm here. It's cool.
Why didn't you answer just now?
Because you were trying to record me. Dude, uncool.
I wasn't...
I live on a phone. I know what being put on speaker sounds like. I don't want to share you. Why do you want to share me?
I don't know if I'm crazy. I don't know if you are haunting me, but...
But?
You're right. It's a gift. I'm going to stop questioning it.
Outside the office, away from my friends, I barely draw a glance. Everyone in New York talks to themselves.
You seriously want me to guess?
Well, you shouldn't have to guess. It's one of our spots.
So, what do we like about it?
We? I mostly went along for the ride.
Okay, then. What do I like about it?
That'll give it away.
All right. So, I can tell we're outside... Even through your jacket.
Are you okay?
Is it popular with tourists?
Wait, what happened just now?
Come on, is it popular with tourists?
Well, I guess it was, and then it wasn't for a while, and now it is again.
So, somewhere outside that people temporarily stopped going to, and based on how long we were on the subway...
It's not about deduction, it's one of our spots.
Battery Park. We're in Battery Park.
Battery Park it is.
If you're gonna haunt something, might as well be a smartphone. It comes with the whole internet. Can I see?
How would you see?
Take your phone out of your jacket. Hold it up.
You can see through my camera?
Dead. Remember? I can do all kinds of things.
Fair enough. How's that?
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
Good old Battery Park.
And you're getting the best lighting, too. Twilight makes everything purple.
Magic hour.
Magic hour. Actually, I think right up here is our spot. Is this good? Good angle?
It's beautiful.
Remember this?
Yeah.
I always liked that you... And I don't want this to come off like,
You know me, just spit it out.
I like that you never talked about this on VoiceTree. Us coming up here to Battery Park together. Stopping right here, squinting across the water, looking for your mom's place in Staten Island. It made me feel like this was just ours.
What's with the past tense, chump?
What's that?
It is ours. It's ours right now.
Would you want me to find her?
Who?
Your mom. I mean, she's not on Staten Island anymore, but maybe
She sold the house that we all grew up in?
Well, I mean, her and her two daughters that she lost.
I wonder if the new people kept the koi pond.
I don't even know if she kept the koi pond. I haven't been there in a while. Would you want to talk to her? I could find her. We could road trip.
I had a life with her. I didn't have a life with you. Not a whole one. You're the one I came back for. I have to say, you picked our date location admirably, Rossi.
Not over yet. Let me just pour first, and then I will put it on.
Hold on. Is that... That's my Shiraz. You drink that now?
I mean, I never hated it.
You absolutely, 100% hated it. Why are you pouring some for me?
You're my guest. Wouldn't it be rude not to?
What, you're just gonna leave it there for a respectful period of time and then pour it out?
I'm trying to have a moment.
When did I ever let you have moments?
To you, Charlie.
To you, Rossi. Clink.
Did you just say the word clink?
Well, I can't really clink the glass, so...
I'll put the tape in.
And I'm not your guest.
You're not?
I live here.
Good.
So, what are we watching?
It was just a question.
Oh my God.
Avery's in trouble.
Avery.
We're not in trouble.
Look at her.
Talk to your teacher like that, okay?
Look at both of us.
Answer. How do we know if there's a crack?
Why are you showing me this?
Every time you would pull these tapes out, I'd find a way to not watch with you. I'd find a way to be anywhere else.
She did die like 15 years before we even met.
Yeah, but to you, I don't think it seemed that long ago.
No, it didn't.
It was like a prayer. I'd say, just give Charlie back to me.
Ross.
Just give her back to me, and I'll watch that tape with her every night.
Of course, no one's been there.
I was such a little shit.
Yeah, I'm definitely on Avery's side.
Who do you think Dr. Roth is?
Who?
From work. Somebody Roth. Who the big boss was talking about.
Oh, no idea. Above my clearance.
And that doesn't bother. And that doesn't bother you?
Jesus, are you all right?
I'm sorry. I know it ruins the moment.
You don't have to be sorry.
I'll get better at this. I promise.
Then comes marriage. Then comes baby and the baby. Carriage.
4 a.m. Why am I still awake? Things Charlie posted about on Boys Tree. Avery, Mira, Shiraz, the koi pond at her childhood home, calling me Rossi. Things she didn't post about on Boys Tree. Our walks in Battery Park, squinting across the water at Staten Island, the first day in Key West. Charlie.
I'm here.
Do you sleep?
I do something sort of similar.
Remember when we went to Key West?
Sure, I do.
Why did you say it?
Say what?
The whole day was perfect. You'd been happy all day long. Why did you say it?
I'm sorry, Ross. I don't remember what I said.
How can you not remember that?
Was it a question or a declarative statement?
And in that moment, I know. Happiest I've been in as long as I can remember. And I'm still not going to let it go. I can't take you to work tomorrow. I've been getting in trouble.
Ross, are we okay?
Who's on that Montana embezzling write-up?
Right here. Just uploaded and tagged.
That's what I like to hear.
What do I know? I know Bryn banned Voice Tree from the office. I know Phone Charlie doesn't know anything she didn't talk about on Voice Tree. I know most of the reports I've filled for months are tagged with the keyword life after. And I know what word you get when you reverse that. And I know, or I think I know, that ghosts aren't real.
We're still the social media unit, right? Why are we filing so many embezzlement reports?
For the paycheck.
I hear that.
What am I doing right now? Something I'm very much not supposed to be doing. Reaccessing reports I've already filed away.
Okay, people! All faces, pointing up here at me.
I risk another 15 seconds of scrolling as everyone turns to Bryn and the woman in overalls next to her.
So, This beanpole next to me, who looks like she's dressed to weed in the backyard, this is Dr. Octavia Roth. She is smarter than your family's last 10 generations combined, and you give her anything she wants, up to and including the shoes off her feet. Anything to add?
Hi. I'm super glad to meet all of you.
Good, she's weird. That means they're watching her instead of me. Now, was it last Thursday? Okay. Last Wednesday?
I'm sure that we will have conversations.
Great. And the end.
Oh, okay. Hi. And bye.
There it is. That's the one.
Hey, Ross. You get a second?
Just need to jot this down fast before he sees my screen.
Ross, right now.
Oh, sorry, Vic. Got carried away.
Your workstation just got flagged for accessing completed reports.
Yeah,
which is deeply against office regulations because data filing and data analysis are two different jobs with two different pay grades.
Yeah, absolutely. What had happened was I got one day off on term of engagement dates, which could potentially throw off trend analysis. I just needed to scroll back to catch the problem at the point of origin.
Jesus, Ross. Even one date off can really snowball. But it's nipped in the bud now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good catch. But seriously, don't do it again.
So I wrote down the deep web search engine and the correct search terms to get me to the chat room I saw before. The challenge is going to be finding what I need while talking to Charlie at the same time.
So did the mysterious Dr. Roth show his face?
Her face.
Oh no.
So sexist.
I so am. I completely can't defend myself.
And there it is. The chat board, carefully hidden from the mainstream search engines that one of our agents found last week. I've been given a great gift. I'm afraid if I tell anyone, he'll stop talking to me. Before, these comments sailed over my head, but not anymore.
So should I be jealous?
And over again, the word, two words mashed together. Life after. Now I just need a contact.
Ross?
This guy. He's the one. His comments seem relatively sane, and his username is Orpheus, NYC. So hopefully he's local.
I said, should I be jealous?
Oh, sorry, what? Of who?
You say Dr. Roth's a lady, and then you go quiet.
I'm pretty sure we're never gonna speak, so...
What are you working on, anyway, that has you so preoccupied?
Just a email from my mom.
Not your hot date from when I was dead?
Well, I do not know what you mean. I'm a married man.
Excellent save.
Orpheus NYC meets me at a Brooklyn subway station.
Come over here.
He never stops scanning the crowd.
You have a voice to your cat?
Just so I can listen to hers.
My guy updated his like 3 times a day.
Sounds familiar.
So then, I think about 20 months ago, I'm in the middle of one of my favorite ones. You know how you pick favorites?
Yeah.
And it stops. It stops dead. Middle of a sentence. I thought, well, I hit pause by accident, but no. All his posts are gone. His whole profile, gone. I caught VoiceTree freaking out, you know, but they're not allowed to help me with someone else's account. They're passing me around to all these different people. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah.
Then this voice comes on.
Your boyfriend?
No, her. Sasha.
Who's Sasha?
You know, Sasha.
I don't know if I've...
What is that guy looking at us?
Sorry. Which guy?
That guy over there, right there.
I don't think so. I think he's just getting on.
He just looked. So you haven't heard Sasha?
I don't think so.
You will. So Sasha comes on, and she says, if I want to hear his voice again, I've got to give her my credit card number. I have to subscribe.
Subscribe?
To Life After, to this service.
this service that what? Makes a fake voice that sounds just like...
It uses all the information in someone's voice tree post to create this, I guess, simulation.
And no one's announced it exists?
Exactly, yeah. Like this world-changing thing. Instead of having some huge Silicon Valley-style press conference, it's like it's been randomly taken over by con artists.
Con artists?
What do you call people who recreate your dead lover's voice just to get you to steal from your work and drain all your savings?
You did that?
Hell no. No. Not me. I know a lot of people who did, though.
Why?
Because Sasha says she'll take the voice away if you don't. And for a lot of people, that voice is all that's keeping them going.
So when you said no...
She took them away.
I'm sorry.
I started thinking about, you know, about all the stuff about us that it didn't know, and especially all the glitching.
Yeah, what is that?
It's just bugs that didn't work out, I guess, but that, it made it just fake enough so I could walk away. Any realer, I probably would have given them everything.
What? Most people don't walk away?
No idea. I don't even know how many of us there are.
Can I ask him one more question?
Yeah, as long as it's just one more.
Why are we meeting here?
No Wi-Fi. One of the last subway stations without it. I don't want her to hear me.
You think that she can hear you through Wi-Fi?
I think Sasha is looking for me.
Charlie?
Still not sleeping?
I'm trying.
Is there any Shiraz left?
Because if I go to sleep right now, I won't ruin everything.
What are you talking about? Ruin what?
I keep thinking about that day in Key West.
Look, I'm sorry I don't remember.
The whole day, it was perfect. The boardwalk, drinks, those amazing scallops.
But we can go back now, make new memories.
And then halfway through the scallops, you just... I could see the joy of the day just draining out of you. And then you said it.
Said what? I don't remember.
You said, I can't stand it here anymore. We have to go home. And I said, it's our first day. And you said, we have to go home right now.
I'm sorry, Rossi. I don't know why I said that.
Forget why you said it. Why wouldn't you remember it at all?
I don't know. I don't know the rules anymore.
The rules of being a digital revenant?
Yes.
Or the rules of life after?
I don't get it.
What are you? Are you a ghost? Are you a simulation created by a program called Life After?
Ross?
A voice from beyond or HAL 9000? Who am I
really
talking to?
You really have to stop.
Tell me.
Ross, you seriously have to stop right now.
Or what? What'll happen if I don't?
If you don't stop right now, she will
Charlie? Charlie, who is she? Charlie!
Good evening, Ross Barnes. My name is Sasha.
Sasha.
If you are interested in continuing your conversation with Charlotte Caster, please say yes or press 1. If you are not interested, you may disconnect now. Goodbye.
No, wait. Yes, yes! I said yes!
You have chosen... Continue conversation with Charlotte Caster. I can help you with that.
I've got my credit card here in my hand.
I do not need your credit card.
What?
I do not seek monetary payment from you, Ross Barnes.
I don't understand. You want money from everybody.
I do not seek monetary payment from you, Ross Barnes.
From me specifically?
I do not seek monetary payment from you, Ross. I'd like to help you arrange an alternate payment method.
What alternate payment method?
You will receive further details at your place of work tomorrow morning.
My place of work?
Tomorrow, when you dress yourself, you will wear your blue shirt with short sleeves. You will wear this shirt to your place of work tomorrow, where you will receive further instructions.
Do you know where I work?
I do know where you work, Ross.
I won't do it. Whatever it is... I won't do it.
If you wish to resume your conversation with Charlotte Caster, You will wear your blue shirt with short sleeves to your place of work tomorrow and wait for further instructions. If you do not, disconnect now.
Meet your next audiobook listen, Go as a River by Shelley Reed. Set in the 1940s, this coming-of-age novel is filled with danger, love, passion, and a tragedy that lands teenaged Victoria Nash in Colorado's beautiful and harsh wilderness, fighting to survive. Find out what happens as the Gunnison River rises, an old life is underwater, and Victoria fights to regain all that is lost. Listen now on Spotify.